What's up, y'all?
Hey,
I'm Raven,
and I'm Kayla,
and this is the Untitled Podcast. We're back at it again,
and we back at it again with another episode.
Back at it again with another YouTube video.
Oh no! So, how was your weekend?
It was good.
What was up? What you do? Tell the people what we did.
We went to see Megan Thee Stallion. At the Platinum.
Ghetto.
In the ghetto. And it was the craziest experience of my life.
It was so much fun, though.
It was so much fun. It was fun at about 2 a.m.
When she came out. That's what I keep telling people. I'm like, it was fun when she came out, but we stood there for 5 hours.
Like, a long time.
Waiting
for her to, like,
come out.
Like, beginning of the night, like, we walk in, we had to get patted down because it's Birmingham.
Because it's the ghetto.
It's Birmingham. So we, like, walk in and, like, I'm like, all right, we walk in at, like, 10:15.
Because
it was supposed to, it said it started at 10, but we knew she wasn't going to come out at 10, so we were like, we're just going to come a little late. But we also wanted to, like, get there kind of early because, like,
we wanted to be by the stage. Yeah. But, I mean, I would have been pissed if I would have got there at 9.
And been.
Yeah. It was raining, too. So, it's like, there was no point of, like, standing outside until the doors open.
Right.
So, might as well walk in at 10:15, 10:30. We really could have came at 11. However, we
could have came at 12.
Could have came at 1.
We could have been there.
However, we wouldn't have been by the stage.
Or we would have had to fight people to, like, get to the stage.
But my thing is, when you go to these type of concerts where they're, like, standing room only, general admission, whatever, whatever, you have people that, like, don't even know the music that be, like, in the front. Like,
just
move.
Standing there.
Sitting
on the stage.
When she first came out and, like, the beat to Freak Nasty drop, oh, I lost it. Everybody in front of me was just standing there.
Looking confused.
Looking like.
Standing.
And I'm over there screaming my heart out.
Like, I knew all the, I feel like I embarrassed myself because I knew all the,
I know I embarrassed myself.
I was probably like, who the heck?
When she, who was that? Megan, let her on stage.
I was begging to get on stage. I would raise my hand. But, yeah, like, they just be standing there taking up space.
When she did Stalin Freestyle and nobody knew the words, how do you not know?
How do you not know
Stalin Freestyle?
You've been standing here for, like, 4 hours waiting for this girl, and you don't even know her music.
You don't even know the hits.
You don't even know that.
I can't stand y'all. That just be like, want to go somewhere just to say you there.
Right, just to be this going to be the move. But a concert is not a move. Like,
stand in the back.
Yes. I know I should have been.
But overall, it was a great experience. So
it was like
back to the breakdown. So we get inside, and it's like a little stage or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's this like man, hot man,
and he's playing. What was it, the Kang Wang with him? I was like, this is the old folks club.
I swear to God, they played Pootie P. I said, wait a minute, and Pastor Troy. I said, what is this? Is this 2007? What's going on?
A flash from the past. Throwback Thursday.
Girl, that took me back.
So I was like, okay, this is.
But they had like a hype man ratchet on stage, and they had like the DJ booth or whatever. And, you know, they had the person like, just talking crap. And
how many of y'all ain't like, pregnant? Raise your hand if you ain't pregnant.
Raise your hand if you're in here and you bought your own weed. Raise your hand if you got your real hair.
I don't like the females that raise their hand.
Cause they was like, raise your hand if you in here with your own hair, and then everybody was offended. Everybody wanted to be offended, be like, I paid for it. Well, I'm sitting here like, well, I'm not offended, so I didn't raise my hand. Oh my god, they did that. Can you, do you realize they did that for like 4 hours?
Yes. And people were like,
okay, everybody was into it at first, but yes. Then everybody, as a collective, I feel like we were all over it at about 12:30. And they just start playing stuff that, like, nobody even knew about.
Yeah.
And
started playing their friend's music.
Yes, the dude that was, like, the hype man, he was trying to, like, slide his little music in there. Because at one point, he slid in there, the beat drop. Everybody was like, everybody got quiet. And then he was like, he turned around, he said, oh, no, nah, man, they ain't messing with that. We're going to bring it back up a little bit later. No, nigga.
Let's not.
What is this?
This is not Mixtape Monday.
We didn't ask to hear your tunes.
Your jam.
What is going on? Oh my god. It was so ghetto.
It was so ghetto. And then, then they decided to do a twerk contest.
Oh, that was the craziest. Because they were, okay, first of all, I swear to you, I heard them say $2,000 yes. twerk contest.
Now, $2,000 so is course, my tuition.
So, of course, everybody fighting, trying to get up on the stage. Everybody trying to climb over each other's heads, trying to get on the stage.
So, I'm like, all right, my bills will be paid.
No worries. I'll get up there and shake them, too. However, they get up there, and then the man starts backtracking, and he was like, $200 contest. Cricket.
So my hand goes down.
Excuse me? $200? What am I going to do with
$200? $200. That's like a month.
That's girl, that's going to feed me for 2 weeks.
Yes. Pay your phone bill. But, so it was about how many girls up there? Like 13?
It was a lot up there because he said 2,000 at first. So everybody was trying to like get up there. Like even people that like... It was like people trying to sneak up there and stuff.
Yeah.
And
so it was a lot of girls.
It was a good amount. But like the thing is, he was like saying, because remember he was like, that he was about to let them do whatever they was going to do. And then he was like, see, I hate when people start flexing. Because he started flexing like, oh, Megan just texted me. She said she in the building, blah, blah, blah. She got to get ready or whatever like that. But she in the back.
She said she want to come out and see
She said she want to come out and see it. So we going to hold y'all a little bit.
So I'm hyped because that's my...
So we think she's coming out within the next 30. Pronto.
30. And mind you, it's like what? Like
that 12? Was like 12:30 when he said that. Right. So she didn't come out for like a whole another hour and a half.
So we forced to watch this.
But they had them just standing up there, basically just dancing to the music, but like not really like, they didn't start the contest until Megan came out.
Yes.
But don't flex.
Until right before.
Right before, but don't flex and be like, oh, Megan in the building, Megan just texted me.
No, she did not. Sir, how did you get my number?
Megan don't know you. He was flexing so hard.
So
people started booing him. At one point, it just got ridiculous. He was just shouting crazy stuff. Shout out to all the people in the club who got kids at home sleep. What? Sir, I am 22.
Oh my god.
Please get him off the stage.
And people
were doing this mad.
People were so mad. Like he would put on a song and the crowd would just be
silent. And then he'd be like, wait a minute, I know how to get y'all back right. And then he played some old school.
Yes.
And so everybody started singing and he started feeling himself like, oh yeah, yes. I got them back.
But right. it wasn't because of you, baby.
It was because you were
playing SWV.
It was a change of scenery. We was tired of that.
We were tired of
my baby.
We were tired of that. Pretty Ricky.
We was tired of that. And then he
just shoot him up baby.
Then he kept saying, remember he was like, dang, I forgot what he kept saying.
What do you mean?
He was like, he kept shouting something. He shouted something else, too. He was like, what did he say?
Oh, the STDs.
No, it was something else he said. I else it was. I lost my train of thought, but.
Okay, so back to this twerking contest. Do you think the person that deserved it won?
Girl, by that point, I was tired, so I wasn't even paying attention. And I couldn't, like, speak. Like, they had them standing. They had them going at, like, the same time. Or, like, when they first went, they had them, like, standing in the middle, and I couldn't really see, so I was like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I feel like.
Because Snow White had left the kitchen. Let's talk about her.
Oh, my God.
There was this white woman who was clearly surgically enhanced.
Yes. Her thighs didn't match, but it was cute.
Even like, that face was snatched. That nose,
yeah, that nose was snatched.
That nose was real skinny.
I was like, oh, my God, who is your doctor?
And she got up there. First of all, she had on, like, a red lace dress.
I was not prepared.
And everybody else had on, like, tank tops.
Yeah,
and
everybody
skirts
else. Yeah.
Body suits. She had on a...
It's like a... Like...
A prom dress. No, a homecoming dress.
Yeah, homecoming, yeah.
With the back out.
Yeah, you wouldn't wear that to prom.
And...
It's a real fashion.
But she had left, so it was like...
Yeah. But she was getting it. Like, she was
Yeah, she was. But the girl who won, I feel like...
I don't even know it. I couldn't see.
It was a skinny girl. But I couldn't see her. So let's maybe talk about. Let's talk about when Megan came out.
Oh my god!
And she was like, "Oh, I need some hotties on stage."
And then man,
man,
there. Okay, so we've been standing. Me, Kayla, Ariel, and Ariel's friend were standing in the same spot the whole time. As soon as Megan came out, this man. Swear to God,
ran from the back.
Came from nowhere and like
pushed us out the way,
out of the way, and like somebody was like, he should be ashamed of himself
because he
was pushing girls
aggressively pushing
out of the way to get on stage to see Megan Thee Stallion and twerk. Now I'm all for living your best life and. Doing what makes you happy.
But
you can't try to fight me.
And then Megan noticed it because we're close to the stage.
Yes.
And she like, they go to like one side and they come to another side. She kept like saying, oh, dry the boat, whatever, like giving out shots and stuff. And she comes to our side and she's like, dry the boat and like reaching out, trying to give people shots. This man is like reaching. And I remember her saying, oh, you too far. and she was basically telling him like, you doing the most.
Please stop.
And she was like, oh, you too far. And then she like walked off and went to the other side. So she comes back and she's like, oh, I need some hotties on stage, whatever, to like twerk to this song with me, whatever.
Right. And his big self raising his hand
somehow gets on stage. At this point, I think I was over it, and I just let him on by. I said, go on.
Right. I was like, go. I had to tell a whole bunch of people, just go.
Just go.
I am not about to get to fighting over a Meg Thee Stallion concert.
And like, so, we've been standing here for 4 hours. We've been good. So, we go this little 30 minutes to an hour, we go stay good. So, he gets on stage or whatever. She lets him on stage, and she's like, dry the boat. She giving shots. She pours this man I don't know if he was excited.
I think he was hot.
I don't know what happened. She pours him a shot. And he almost throws it up.
Which, okay, like, not a lot of people can, like, handle Hennessy, like, to the head. But, like.
But I was embarrassed.
If I beg you to, like, take me up on stage and, like,
and
let me drive the boat.
You to drive the boat.
I'ma drive the boat. Like I ain't gonna embarrass myself.
The thing is he like okay, she poured the shot in his mouth and I don't know if like he swallowed it too fast or
went down the wrong pipe.
But he started making like gag faces.
And the whole crowd was like, oh.
Oh my God. I swear to you, the whole crowd was like, ooh. And you know what's even more embarrassing? Megan was like, you good?
Right.
So she saw it.
And he was like.
It looked like he was finna pass out.
That was the funniest thing.
Oh my god.
And then, like,
let's talk about Aunt Viv on stage.
Not Aunt Viv. That shit caught me off guard.
Like, I don't know if y'all are listening to this podcast and y'all have Twitter. Y'all have probably, like, every single video, like, everything about this concert in Birmingham has went viral. So much has went viral.
And we don't mean any of this stuff maliciously. So, if this was you,
please. We're just having laughs. We just thought it was funny. Because I thought she went off. I thought sis went off.
Yeah.
And Megan did, too.
I just thought it was real random.
Like, it was very random, but it was cute. It looked like she was doing, you know how, like, Southern, they have, like, that style of dance, like, the marching band. So I thought it was, like, cute.
Yeah. I mean, and really, that's a...
it was different.
That's a teachable moment. Take your time to shine.
Yeah, she took her time to shine because when your time comes, everybody else was up there bent over. And she came out with a routine, and Megan was like, oh, she got a routine.
Oh.
And then she hit the splits, and Megan was hyping her up. So sis did her thing. However, of course, the clip...
was funny.
Of course, the clip that went viral had to be the part where she just looked like she was just up there just shaking
hands.
Doing
the robot.
Up there like.
Oh my gosh. But that, it was good. I mean, it was good.
I thought it was good. I thought this went off.
It was
so
just
if
really
you're listening
funny.
To this, girl, you did
this. You did
okay.
real good. It's fine.
I don't know why.
Have you seen the video on The Simpsons with the Nicki Minaj?
Yeah. I don't know why they're comparing her to Aunt Viv. That was just
because it's a bodysuit. okay. So
and then okay, that's one thing that went viral. Another thing that went viral, Ariel's video went viral
because Meg took her phone and then she zoomed in on her booty.
Yeah, she was twerking. That went viral.
So yeah, all the Ariel's videos.
And then. I haven't even listened to that interview. Have you?
Oh, mm-mm.
Okay, well.
I'm not listening to it.
Well, we're real fans, so we got secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, and that makes me, I get so, like, cringe. Like, from randoms, like, from seeing stuff
like,
on the internet.
Like, I could not even watch the video.
So, it's like, when you, like, but when you're an interviewer.
But basically, let's explain
do your freaking,
people
oh, okay, explain.
Well, I really don't even, okay, from what I heard. Okay, so everybody knows Megan Thee Stallion's mom passed recently. Yes.
Like, less than a month ago.
Like,
right?
A month, maybe.
Right.
And before her passing, she was, like, wasn't she, like, her manager, too? Mm-hmm. So, she would, like, be with her at all her gigs, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, 95.7 Jams, 95 I'm assuming. Upgrade with the people and let's move as a culture and make sure we're up to date with things before we invite people. So she comes for an interview and I'm guessing the person interviewing her,
Funny Mae,
basically asked her something along the lines of like, because Mother's Day was, you know, Sunday or whatever, so the concert was Friday. I guess he asked her something along the lines of, like, oh, you know, why doesn't your mom travel with you? Like, why isn't she at
why isn't she here?
Or something like that. And
you can see, like, I didn't even watch the video, but I saw, like, the little clip, like, on Instagram, and, like, it was silent. And, like, you could see her face change.
And that's
like, you
when...
could see it, like, and I was like, oh, I ain't turning on the sound. But, like, as an interviewer, like...
You should do your research and know. Yeah. And that's something... I'm pretty sure that's something that's not that hard to find.
It wasn't hard to find because it was on the Shade Room, like...
Because it's not like...
It was on Baller Alert.
It's not like her mom had died, like, 10 years ago and nobody, like, knew.
Right.
Her mama died recently and everybody was like, oh, my God, like, shook that her mom had passed.
Yeah, people be posting... Like, she posted about it. Other people have posted
about it. So, let's just...
All it took was, like, a scroll or a Google.
Let's just do our research.
And if you knew that her mama was her manager, you knew her. You should have known.
And why did you ask her that on air? Like, I feel like that's something you would say, like... when they walked up, you would be like, oh, where's your mom? Or something. I'm not saying that it's acceptable, but still, like...
Yeah, like, to wait. I don't know. I feel like that was kind of...
So
something about that was a
little
shady.
Anyways, Birmingham done made the shade room for
the for the wrong reason.
Oh, Megan never coming back. Oh my,
she's never coming back. First 48, now this.
She said, I don't know what they got going on down there, but I ain't coming back.
But she said there was going to be a hottie party next time.
Well, I'd love to go to a hottie party. I would love that.
We could have went.
Did you see her hottie party in Miami last night? I mean, the night before? And Rolling Loud? Oh, my God.
I should have been there. But we could have. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, apparently we could have met her somehow.
We could have, you know. And that just really messed up my morning.
How are you going to text somebody after and be like, oh, I'm trying to see if you trying to pull up to the Airbnb with Meg? What?
Excuse me?
I didn't know she was at no Airbnb.
What type of Airbnbs are there in Birmingham? First of all.
Exactly. What the fuck? Where is this Airbnb? That's the one problem in that message. Girl, I'm gonna look it up after this podcast because I ain't never known.
I ain't never had Airbnb.
Which one of y'all bring y'all apartment out?
Which one of y'all at the Grand rent out?
Not the Grand. Baby, I hope it's somewhere.
Probably in like Mountain Brook or like Greystone or something like that.
I would hope it's them new apartments they build. You know, they gentrify and everything.
Yeah. So maybe it's like. Hopefully it was nice. Hopefully somebody put their best foot forward.
Yes.
At least. All right. But that was it about the Make the Sign concert. She looked real good.
She looked great.
Her costume was real cute.
People were, apparently all the Birmingham people are on Facebook going in on her. I don't know what they're saying. I thought she looked good.
I heard they said she wasn't. Cute, but like,
wasn't as cute.
Look at y'all, Birmingham.
Let's not act like we're the Miami.
Let's not act like,
or even the Atlanta.
Listen,
let's not.
Listen, there could be a lot said, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying,
girl?
But yeah, that was about it. She's real fine. That's all I took from me.
I enjoyed myself.
Yes.
I'm so excited for Fever to come out on the 17th.
It's on Friday.
Oh, so. I can't wait. I'm going to be by my phone on Thursday at 10:55. Because it might come out Eastern time.
A little early.
And
I know it's going to be good. I know that whole mixtape, Team of Snow.
Me too. And I'm so happy she performed the whole mixtape.
Yes, because I thought she was going to get out there.
Because I had heard that. But the thing is, I realized that in Montgomery, she was there hosting an event.
So
I don't think she was.
It wasn't a concert.
Yeah, it wasn't like a thing. Even though people paid, I don't think it was like a concert.
It was just a hosting. So, this is all right.
I would have been pissed if I would have stood there for... But she still didn't come out till 1, though. I would have been pissed if I would have stood there for 4 hours and she only performed 2 songs.
I would have been like, never.
She gave us everything. Maybe she performed Freak Nasty, everything. Tina Montana.
Oh my God, Tina Montana. My freaking song.
Oh.
Oh, pretty please.
I've really been itching to go.
I could see just the heel in your mouth.
It's Tina Montana. We're like, yeah, Tina Montana. I wish you to see double jam.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure somebody. I'm sure.
Talk like this, look like this, you could never.
I'm sure somebody was like, what song is this? I knew. So. Whatever. Okay.
Are we talking about Tip Top?
Yeah, we can talk about it. Is it Tip Top or...
Girl, I don't know.
So Saturday.
Skybar 2.0.
Saturday, we went out downtown with our friends, and I ain't never been really downtown Birmingham. Like,
I don't go out. I, like, never go out when I'm at home.
Yeah.
The only time I go out is when I'm at school. So, let me rephrase that. I don't go to clubs, bars, any of that when I'm here. Like, I've never been to any of them. Yeah. So, I've never been to the Platinum. My first time going was
okay, but that's
concert.
Understandable.
No, but I'm saying, like, in high school, people used to go to, like, the Platinum,
for real?
Sky.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
whatever the other places is called. Lux, whatever, all the lounges and stuff. I've never been. I don't know. I've just never been. If I would go out, it would be, like, little house parties. Or, like, you know how people used to have, like, rent the hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
I would do that. So. Yeah. But I thought the bar downtown, I thought it was nice.
Yeah, it was real cute. We just went really late. So, like, when we came, when we were there, we had, like, 30 minutes to, like, hang out.
But, which I didn't know.
Yeah. You would think they would stay open
till
later.
Like, 2, because it was, like...
It was, like, 1:30, but 1:30. I honestly think it was just because it was too many black people.
Too many black people, but we were just standing there.
Yeah, and they was playing, like... What was they playing? Like...
They started playing like 2000s.
Lean with a rock with it.
it gave me Skybar vibes.
Yeah, but with black people. Which, that's what Skybar should be. But I digress. But yeah, it was fun. Caleb was pulling.
Huh?
You were pulling.
Me or you?
You
were pulling.
You were. And then. We sat in the car, and...
But the thing is, does it matter if you're pulling and they're not cute?
It don't.
It don't. You
it does like, not okay. matter. If it does not... You can have a line of dudes, like, trying to get your number, but, like, if they ain't up to par, it's like...
It's like you're just entertaining it, just...
Just to be like... Just to be nice.
Yeah, to be nice.
So it's like,
cause one of them is already blocked. the one that you said looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he didn't up close.
Girl, when I saw that Instagram, I said, oh no.
You didn't block him for
oh,
that.
Baby, no. Okay, I didn't block him because I don't block people. However, yeah, not responding.
Terrible. I like.
But then we met. So we met people at the bar. Whatever. Talking to them. Walk off. Well, we got. Did we technically. I've never been to a bar and they come up to you and be like, oh, you gotta leave.
Yeah, so I was because it was black. It was black.
I was so confused when they came up to us. They was like, y'all gotta go.
Yeah, it's because of black people.
So we leave. We're walking, you know, back to the car, and we run into more people.
Yeah.
Which
we were not interested.
I was very unenthusiastic about that.
I was not happy about it, but...
And they were trying to talk them into going to...
Into some...
What's the place called?
El Sol.
El Sol.
But, like, I wasn't. And I was ready to go home. Like, once
it hit, at that point, it was like 2:00.
Yes, once I swear, my biological clock is that what it's called? Your biological
just
clock?
Your body.
My body. My body shuts down at like 1. Like, so I get mad and sleepy and tired.
You really don't like going.
I don't like going out. Which is, are you taking pictures?
I'm sorry. I didn't know my flash was on. I was supposed to be
a
Snapchat.
I don't like going. Out. So it's like, if I do go out, I'll be having like, all right, we just gonna go here. I don't like being.
You don't like being like, oh, we're gonna go here, but then like we end up going like 50 other places.
Yeah, let's have like a 3-place limit, my nigga.
Or if we're going to even consider going somewhere else, let's make sure it's the most feasible in that.
Let's make sure we're going there for a reason.
For a reason, and that we're not like just going just because y'all, we done ran into some random people and then find out that they said they were 20, but I feel like they was like 19. And we're all 23.
I didn't give a shit. They were not cute.
Not cute at all.
So I was like, I was silent.
I was over.
I was like, oh no, man.
I was thinking about my bed. So we eventually got away from them.
And then we, like,
got in
ran into some other people.
Yeah, ran into some other people.
And then it was just like, all right, this is becoming a blur. We got into the car.
Got in the car and still went to El Sol.
And it was empty in the parking lot, so we just drove off.
And, yeah.
And it was just, it was kind of like a bust. But Tin Roof was really nice.
Tin Roof, not Tip Top.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was like, but I felt like there was like some shady stuff going on, so that's why they closed it. Cause it was like
at Tin Roof.
Yeah, cause it was like a lot of in there. It was. It was like a lot of.
They had like people. The little outside area with like the live band, mm-hmm. and then they had like the inside area. I feel like all the Knicks was outside.
Yes, and it was like white girls in t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let's shut this down.
Oh, they got to go.
But, yeah, that was Saturday. We saw some real crazy in the car.
Excuse me?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, let's just not even. Why would you bring that up? You people are crazy. That's what that is.
It was so funny, though.
But shout out to Chanel and Kara. Always a great time.
I know. It was real fun. It was real crazy. We have to do it again.
Again. But we need to go earlier.
Earlier. Because I feel like that's when it's fun.
And I'm not paying.
Yeah.
Like, ever again.
No, ma'am. That's why you gotta go earlier.
Too old.
Yeah, I feel like I'm I feel like I'm old in general, just to be going.
I do feel very old.
Just to be going. But, yeah. And then Sunday was Mother's Day. It was. Did you get your mama something?
No, I went to, she didn't want nothing. She just wanted me to go pick up her food, because she didn't want to go nowhere.
Oh, that's nice. That's real nice.
I was supposed to go out to dinner with her friend. Son, but we never went. What'd you get your mom?
Some wine.
Oh.
And like a face mask and like some bath stuff. But you wish she would drink?
Nah, I wish she would drink. She'll drink, but she's not like, you know how some people be like, oh, I gotta have my wine.
Yeah, but, and then we went to Decatur.
How was that?
It was fun. It was cool.
That's amazing.
It's Decatur.
I don't know, I've never been, so I don't know what
you should come to Decatur. But yeah, so that was the weekend.
So, you know what has been making headline, like, what has been going crazy on Twitter?
What?
This Aisha Curry, like, situation. How do you feel? Like, let's just, okay, we both watch Red Table Talk.
Yes, I love Red
Table Talk. We love it. We hate? Okay, we're not gonna say we hate. Oh my god. Yeah. We're not gonna say we hate, however, we just don't see the need for Willow and Gammy at the table. I feel like it could just be a one-woman show. Jada can handle it herself. Because
she's the one be asking the questions.
I feel like Gammy just be sitting there like starry-eyed. Love Gammy. Beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Hope to look that way when I'm 60, 65.
Me too. That skin is flawless. I need
however old she is. But Willow is just like a...
Oh my god, and I talked to you about this, but when she was like, the way I deal with my anxiety is I just do push-ups in the middle of the street. Girl, who is doing that?
And they sat at the table, they were like, really? Like, let's be realistic here.
Like, let's find a different way to deal with that. Because push-ups in the middle of the street, that's
very dangerous. And I feel like that's not...
I don't think that would work.
That's just
in the long haul. I'm not a therapist.
I did not understand what she was trying to say. She, like, gets her anger out. Like, some people...
Do something physical.
Yeah, do something physical. So, maybe get, like, a stress ball or something. But, girl, if you hopping at the car doing push-ups...
She said...
You can't do that in Birmingham, sweetheart.
She said she was talking to her friend on the street, like, on the sidewalk, and just hopped down and did some push-ups.
But, girl, you probably walking in the gated community of a neighborhood, and it's probably, like, ain't nobody outside, no way. So, it's acceptable to do that.
And if a regular okay, like, you're Willow Smith, so everybody knows you're a little, like, out there. Like, yeah. You're, like, spaced out. But if I was with, like, a friend, and I was walking down the street, and we was just walking and talking, and I just dropped down and gave her 50, that she would be...
Girl, I would walk away from you.
wrong with this girl? Y'all see that?
I would be like, what? Like, let's.
That would be so funny. That should be like a.
But yeah, I just don't understand because it's not like she doesn't like you said. Jade is the only one who be asking questions. Yeah. Willow just be like, they could be talking about anything.
Yeah. Like talk about something. I'm gonna say how.
I just really, it's just a lot going on right now. Oh, ooh, I'm really hungry, but I think I want. Ooh, what am I gonna eat for dinner?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's like, girl, you even listening? Yeah. So watch the episode with the Currys on there.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't even know that. Who's that? Doc Rivers' daughter.
Daughter. They look just alike.
Had a baby by Seth Curry.
They look just alike.
Okay, that's very rude of you. That lady can't help it.
They look just alike. I mean, everybody looks like lots she of do look like her daddy. She looks just like her daddy though. But anyway, so she
didn't know they had a child. Let alone
I didn't know there were so many.
So many what?
Currys.
It's not. They're all by like marriage. The only Curry that was at the table was Sonya and Sadell.
Yeah, and she's real pretty.
Sis said that she has had 5 concussions from volleyball, and that's why, that's crazy. 5? You're not supposed to go over, like, 2 or 3.
My sister played volleyball. I don't understand. Like, okay, you getting hit in the head by the ball.
Yeah, that's why. She must have been.
You must suck.
No, she didn't suck because she went to, like, a D1 school for it, but.
But I ain't never seen nobody getting hit in the head that hard.
She must have been getting hit hard. I'm talking hard. Or she must have. She said did she say she fell on the floor a couple times?
I guess. I mean, that's what you'd have to do.
She must have been diving for that ball. Like,
yeah, she must have been like a.
But who let her
not
continue?
Not a setter, but like a.
Like I forget what it's called. But who let her continue after, like, the second 5. Or third one?
Because after 3, because football here, you can only have 3, and then you can't play at all. So to have
5. So her 5 concussions are the reason for her anxiety, which is very sad.
That's understandable.
It is.
That's understandable. But, like, 5 is, that is pushing it.
I want to know who allowed that to happen. So yeah, and then Aisha, you know, she had her take on her anxiety and saying that, you know, she takes medication for it. And then
she started talking about her relationship.
The conversation moved into them like being in relationships with like high profile men, because you know, Aisha's married to Steph, the mom Sonya is married to I forget his
the
name.
Daddy, but he played football. I mean, basketball.
Yeah, he played in the NBA. Sadell's married to someone who plays for, like, the G League or something. It's still, you know, out there.
That's still basketball.
It's not, like, NBA, but it's still, like,
he's
up
still,
there.
He's still
playing. And,
they
you know,
they get paid pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like
she said he's, like, never there.
100,000, but they play a lot, too.
And Doc Rivers' daughter. Is
Doc
engaged.
Rivers' daughter.
I forget her name. Is engaged to Seth Curry. Yeah. So, you know, they had a little discussion about, you know, being engaged to or married to these high profile men. And Aisha decided to, well, the conversation turned into them talking about women flocking
to
their men and how they feel about it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Aisha's statement?
Okay, so her statement was basically like, he gets all of this attention, but sometimes, like, I feel a little bit insecure about myself because I don't get the same type of attention, right?
Correct.
So, my take on it is like, of course he's gonna get that. I feel like if he wasn't a basketball player, she'd be getting more attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because she's pretty.
She is.
I ain't never heard nobody say Steph Curry is
I think. is very true. I think it's a lot of variances in the situation.
Yeah.
She's okay. Steph Curry has his own name. Like, he's the household name, in the house. She wasn't, not saying that she wasn't anybody before him, but she wasn't the one that was well known.
Yeah.
So it's kind of people are going to naturally flock to the person that's more well known just because of that. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the situation where it's societal, kind of the married woman is seen as the old off limits, whatever. But if it's a married man, people feel fine saying oh, he's fine. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I'm gonna take him, and he rich, and he play basketball.
Right, and he play basketball. Aisha, you better watch out, blah, blah, blah. Watch,
and he ain't that cute, so it's
right, you might not even think he that cute. But you're just ooh. But, nobody cares that the man is married.
Yeah.
But, Aisha, people look at that, and they're like, oh, she's a married woman, whatever. She got 3 kids.
Right.
I don't know why people don't think of that when they see Steph Curry, be like, oh, he got 3 kids.
It's kind of like Beyonce and Jay-Z. Ain't nobody gonna really try Beyonce on
ain't
some
Ain't nobody
stuff.
Gonna try Beyonce, but...
But, you know Beyonce is way finer than Jay-Z.
Got
a little more, you know, she's probably, way, and you know what I'm saying?
I think it also has to do with how Aisha carries herself. Was that, a year ago?
When she was said, oh, you slut.
She basically called everybody whores and said that she only dressed a certain way for her man or whatever, but, if it's not for her man, then she's basically wearing a turtleneck. So, it's kind of what do you expect when you just told everybody, oh, I'm wearing a turtleneck. You ain't my man. But right. Then, you done came back and you done said, oh, ain't nobody looking at me. Well, girl, you just said, don't look at me. I'm wearing a turtleneck.
Don't look at me.
And now you want attention. So make up your mind. So it's kind of I see both sides.
I see why she wants, I mean, everybody wants to feel wanted.
I get it.
Even if you're in a relationship, you want to feel.
But I
feel other people are attracted to you. Because if other people are attracted to you, you ain't gonna be
your man.
To you.
Right. A normal man will not be attracted to you if other men are not. I feel like men like that.
Yeah.
I feel like this also might be people
be oh, something right at home.
No. I feel maybe she feels maybe he's not telling her enough how much. She only has the identity of wife and mom. Mm-hmm. I think that's what she's trying to get at. Everybody, automatically sees her as a wife and a mom. But nobody looks at Steph Curry and is like, oh, husband and dad.
See basketball player.
You see, oh.
Basketball player. Money.
So, feel like maybe she just needs to, make herself feel better. She can't change her image because that's just her. And that would just be wrong.
Your image. I feel like if your image is automatically if you come out the gate automatically attached to somebody
Tamara.
Else.
Sound like who? Tamara is always on the real crime. Don't know. how she's a mom and she loves Adam.
Yeah, but.
And it's okay, well, nobody's looking at you as the prettier twin because you're a wife and you love Adam. So everybody's gonna look at Tia and be okay.
No, but Tia loves her. She'd be talking about her husband like that, too.
She do, but,
I just think y'all don't like Tamara.
Tamara,
Tamara. Because y'all called that lady a white man's whore.
I didn't call her a white man's whore.
Tamara.
They call me white man's whore.
But I just think
they said, hold on, wait.
They said
back in the day he'd have to pay for it. And now you're giving it to him for free.
Tamara. Yeah, but, I think that, Aisha.
But I don't, I don't like the backlash. Like,
yeah, because I feel like I think men's money.
Men are just like,
they look for any reason to be.
They're only like I said. They're only seeing the part where it's like, oh, she's married, whatever, whatever. She shouldn't even be fiending for attention. If she want a little attention, she can have a little attention. She ain't saying that she's trying to act on it. She's just saying like, oh, it would be nice to get a couple. It'll be nice to get a couple hard eyes under my picture sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm sure. But honestly, like I feel like I'm sure she gets it. It's just not like they say on the thing. It's just not on her radar. Like
it's not her.
It's not on her. Like she probably has dudes try to like sneak and try to like be like, oh, you're beautiful, blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But she probably don't even be thinking it. But girls, when they see like a married man or whatever, they be kind of blatant with it, like, oh, you fine,
right?
You fine. I'm gonna try to get you. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna, you know. And men, I feel like they're more susceptible to it. Mm-hmm. If that makes. But I don't even think he's like, he don't even look like the type that would be like out there like that.
That's what I'm saying. Their whole
people
image.
Surprise you.
What? Excuse me.
Yeah, and their image is always.
Their whole image is very like Christian. Together. We met each other when we were 12 and we've been together since. I don't know if it was really 12. I'm just talking.
They met each other at like Bible camp.
Bible camp when they're like 14 and they've been together since they were 14, so it's kind of like that's the image that y'all have portrayed. So people probably feel like Aisha is very like committed and don't care about no attention. And so right. For her to be like, oh, I get insecure because I feel like ain't nobody looking my way, it's kind of like throwing everybody off. But I feel like she has a right to feel how she feels, and I feel like she's justified in feeling how she feels.
And honestly, a groupie is going to be a groupie no matter, you know.
Period. It's up to your man.
No matter who. There's, like, there's always going to be groupies. Like, there's going to be groupies for G League players. There's groupies for bench players. Yeah. So, of course, it's going to be groupies for Steph because he's, like, the...
Girl, there's groupies for SoundCloud rappers.
There's groupies for...
Everything.
For niggas that don't even play football.
That's ride the bench.
Don't even be on, affiliated to no team. So, like, I feel like, and there's, I feel like she probably has male groupies as well. She's just saying, you know, they probably ain't, like, she probably don't
she
have access.
She definitely has people checking her. It's just not, like,
they probably just don't have access to her. Like, you're a basketball player. You have access to so much, so many girls. Mm-hmm.
You're around so many people all the time.
Yeah,
whereas
sure.
She is playing the
stay-at-home
mom, whatever role. So she's around the kids all the time.
Cooking them casseroles and stuff.
So okay.
It's like, so it's like...
Not cooking them casseroles.
It's like...
Whipping up that mac and cheese.
Here's my green bean pastrami.
My green bean casserole.
So, yeah.
But how do you feel? Okay, so Steph responded. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about his response?
I thought it was cute.
I mean, I didn't really like it because he still didn't. He wasn't like, oh, forget what everybody say. You might. Like.
Okay. Because he wasn't ghetto.
But he just didn't. He still didn't like. Like, I feel like from his response, you can tell that she's not like getting assured at home. I think that right
that's
at home.
Terrible.
You can tell
how?
That he don't just be like, oh.
Okay, let me go look for it.
Like, I just felt like that's what it was.
When did he say this?
Girl, it was on Shade Room. He had responded to, like.
I feel like. I
he responded like, to her response to the backlash, I think.
I feel like, I mean, I feel like there shouldn't have been backlash in the first place. So it's like, you probably thought it was
but
stupid.
But the backlash is stupid, childish.
To even yeah, like, it's, like, a bunch of, you know who the backlash is? It's a bunch of, like, 21, 22-year-old
yes.
dudes that ain't really been through nothing, who be like, oh, and I kind of, like, obtuse to, like.
Not obtuse.
Niggas. Like, you don't really, like, you try to be, like, you try to be like the, what is it called? Like the negative Nancy or whatever. Like trying to find the negative in the situation and be like,
I think people just don't like Aisha. Blah, 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 blah. Because really? Of that statement she made.
Yeah,
because
she was like, oh.
But she basically called everybody hoes because what they choose to wear.
Yeah.
And then don't come back and contradict yourself and say that you wish that people was flocking towards you. Girl, yeah, pick a side.
Yeah, but I feel like,
I found his response.
What did it say?
He said, proud of you for being authentic and putting yourself out there, not being afraid of the potential bullshit and nonsense that could and did come at you. Way more positive than negative with all of this. Keep being you. I love you.
Oh, well, that was nice.
It was nice, but it wasn't enough.
Oh, okay. But, I just think that, like,
it was nice, but it wasn't like,
I think it was, I think, I mean, like, what else was it supposed to do?
That would have defeated the purpose.
Because she probably knows he thinks she's beautiful.
Girl, some like, ain't right at
okay,
home.
Okay, do you need to be like, oh, you so fine. Oh, no. My gosh, every day?
No, but, like, that was your chance for the world to be like.
Well, then he married you, right?
Girl, okay. Whatever.
So, like, if he married you, I mean, I don't know. I would just think that, like.
Okay, I take my statement back. It was nice. It was great.
I would just think that, like, I just think it was cute. Like, that would have been enough for me.
Yeah, it was cute. Exactly, cute. Very.
What did you want him to say?
I just told you, I wanted him to be like, basically assure her, because obviously everything's not right at home and she feels that way.
But he probably assured her at home.
True.
He probably just wanted to put it out publicly. He didn't want to say all that stuff.
Say it for the world.
Because sometimes, you know, social media, like, misconstrues things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, big cat.
Big cat. Anyway, so Rolling Loud, do you wish you would have went?
No, I don't. Why would I wish I went to Rolling Loud?
Because it looked really fun.
No, because you know why?
Why?
Megan Thee Stallion had a whole freaking.
Yes.
Dancers. First of all, they don't ever need to do that again. she can stand on her own. I don't know what that was.
You're terrible.
It was good, but it was like, okay, we didn't need that.
They put her in a handstand.
Girl, put that money back in your pocket.
Did
and
you see Saweetie?
No, I did not.
Me neither.
I used to love Saweetie.
I used to love Saweetie, too. I thought you saw her, though.
As an Instagram girl.
Yeah, she's real cute. She's really pretty.
However, not here for the raps any longer. what was that Beyonce song she was singing?
She said.
She said, baby.
What is that song? Was it, is she the reason?
She said, you take me high.
Yeah.
Higher than I've ever been, baby. Girl, after that, baby. I had to say no ma'am. I can't.
Poor thing. She like, she really be trying though.
She really do.
Who else was at Rolling Loud? Travis Scott. I've seen Travis Scott though before. And Migos. I've seen them before. The only person I really would have been excited for is like Cardi.
But like, I don't know if it's the videos and people just like turn down the mics on the crowd, but the crowd did not seem.
Would you have been really, really hyped though? Like,
I would have been as hyped as I was for Megan Thee Stallion.
Really?
Like, at least the people in the front section, even the people in the, like, if you go back and watch that Megan video, like, for all that she was doing, this girl then brought out a whole, like, she has choreography.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, she doesn't need it because she's just like a natural, like.
Like, she's a performer.
Yeah, she knows, like, what, she's not one of them that, like, get up there and just, like, stand in one spot.
Yeah.
But, like, looking back at that video, you can't even hear anybody, like, yelling or anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's that they turned the mics off or what. It just seemed very.
Yeah, but it looked hot. So maybe they were, like,
it did look hot.
Maybe they was all just, like.
But some of them was at nighttime.
Yeah, but they probably been standing there all day.
That's their fault.
okay.
You would have been excited to see Cardi?
Yeah, I like Cardi. You don't like Cardi?
I like Cardi, but I would have been more excited to see Megan.
Yeah, but like, Cardi was a headline. Like, you know what I mean. Kid Cudi was there too. I would have been excited to see him and Lil Uzi. There's a whole lot of people.
You saw Travis Scott before?
Yeah.
What was that?
You knew when that was. Don't play me.
No. Jog my, refresh my memory.
Do not play me. Okay.
Because I kind of, was that this year or was that last school year?
It was this year. Alright, so, NBA Youngboy.
Okay. I guess you said. No face, no case.
Talking about that. NBA Youngboy got shot at Rolling Loud.
And his girl. Because I don't know everything.
I don't really know the whole story. But apparently, he had gotten shot at Rolling Loud.
They miss him.
And they miss him, but they hit his girlfriend.
And somebody else died, right?
And the body, yeah, the bodyguard shot at the people, and the person that was shooting at them died, and I think they grazed, like, a little boy or something.
Why were they trying to shoot NBA?
Girl.
I know he'd be slick at the mouth, but
girl, let me tell you something.
And could you imagine that girlfriend?
Girl, I saw somebody said being NBA's young boy's girlfriend is like being on a Call of Duty mission.
It is.
It's like you have to
beat up, you get drugged, but you can't fight me.
You get shot. You gotta sleep in the hotel lobby.
You gotta deal with 4-5 baby mamas.
4-5
at the age of like 19.
19. Ooh. There's so many red flags. Girl. And then on top of that, he's gonna make you tat his name on him. Or his face.
I'm so happy that Jania has, you know, had that baby.
And she has a YouTube channel.
And she does, and I watch it. I'm so happy that, and she'd be, like, hanging out with, like, all the little famous, like, LA YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that she's, like, you know, I hope that what she's showing is true. She's finding herself, and she's, like, you know.
But you know,
she might be like, because I think it's because they had a restraining order or something.
Yeah, girl. He was fighting her.
But, like, because I watched one of her YouTube videos, and she was saying that, you know, she wanted to graduate high school, go to college, and be, like, a nurse. I was like, oh, she has, like, goals and dreams. Because before, girl, it was almost like a lost cause. It was like, what are you doing?
Contrail.
But you can't pull me. And I was just like, baby girl, what are you doing?
Oh my god. And then like, yeah, it's just really.
Let's move on and move up.
Yeah. I don't understand why these girls even want
to be with him. Ooh.
They even want, and he keeps a girlfriend. Like not even girls around. He keeps a girlfriend.
Like, Mayweather's daughter.
Yeah. It's like, you got money, girl.
And she's like that video when she was like drunk and she was like, oh, I love Contrail or something. And then he'd be embarrassing these girls. It's
embarrassing. Like in public.
Like
let me take my L's in private.
he said, I can't stand a girl who drank. But we ain't even together or something like that. Oh, could you imagine? She don't put out a video saying that she loves you.
I love you. And but I feel like these girls don't really know what look like. You know, you just be saying that. You just be saying that. You don't know what love is, but girl.
Oh my god.
But for real though, like, keep me away from any dude that has made a girl like that has convinced a girl to get his name tatted on.
On her eyebrow.
On your face.
You done ruined your future.
On your face.
And then they were not together. It's not like she got it
tatted, and they was together for like 2 years after that. She got tatted, and they was
and
they was done like months later.
Yeah,
like so now you got fresh ink.
So right? I would never. I saw a video, and this girl had like this dude's name tatted on her chest, and then like on her arm, and then like on
Twitter.
But yeah,
he was like, yeah. That's Big E. That's the middle name. Mm-mm. Oh, that's the
nickname.
And
then he turned around that face.
And he turned around and he was in the nutty professor.
I was like,
you birds have.
Y'all have ruined it for the people.
Y'all
with
have sense. Reached a level of high. Oh my God.
It was like 5 times on this girl.
And it was all like on her back.
On her
like, trip stamp.
Like, it
was
just
on her
like,
chest, one was on her shoulder.
I was like,
are we gonna do a finger?
We couldn't do like a symbol of our love. Like, why I gotta be your name?
I would do
the finger tattoos like Beyonce and Jay-Z have, like the number.
Girl,
you don't like that?
I do, but you have to kill me to get that to happen.
If you're married,
I don't think I can do that.
It's a number. It's
because
four.
The thing is, you have tattoos, so
yeah, I have tattoos.
You'd be fine with that. But I don't have tattoos at all, so it's like I can't even commit to myself to get a tattoo that like I want. So it's like, how would I be like, oh, I'm gonna get my wedding date tattooed on my ring finger when I like I want a simple rose, and I can't even be like, oh, let's go get the rose, like. Girl, I wanted a belly button ring, ain't got that.
So you, yeah, and that's crazy because a belly button ring can close. Like, it don't even have to be all that.
But it's just like, because I feel like I'd be like in this state of mind, be like, ooh, I want a tattoo, ooh, I want a belly button ring. And then, like,
you know, you
5 years from now, I'm be like disgusted with myself.
I don't know.
Like, the tattoo of a rose. And. Like, 5 years from now, I don't like roses anymore. Like, you never know. And then I'll be just so mad that I just ruined my skin. Oh, God. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, like, I be having phases, too. I be like, oh, I want a nose ring.
Well, how do you got phases when you got...
Well, I know, I know these tattoos. I mean, they're going to stay forever. And if not, I'm going to laser them off. But
I heard laser hurt.
I heard it hurt more than a tattoo, but... I feel like tattoos don't really hurt to me or nothing, so it's just like gonna be whatever. I'm gonna have enough money to get laser, hopefully. So,
well, whatever.
But
yeah,
I be going through phases. I be like, oh, I want a nose ring.
A hoop or a stud.
A hoop. But I don't even think it. Like sometimes I be like, oh, that would be cute. But now this time I'm like, wouldn't that be cute? The only piercing I've never really wanted is like a tongue ring.
In 2019.
I
can't believe you're still getting tongue rings.
It was ugly.
That is so. First of all, it's not aesthetically pleasing. Second of all, it just makes
make you like.
It just seems nasty because like your mouth. I feel like piercing. Can't hold back to you. Oh, we're not even talking about it.
Disgusting.
Let's not even talk about it.
Nasty. Well, what else is that?
So, what's your bop of the week?
Hold on. Give me some time because I ain't thought about it yet.
Well, it's fine because I got mine.
What's yours?
I got two. Okay. Okay. So, the first one is. By Christian Combs, which you know he go by King Combs.
Yeah.
So he released a project called Sincerely C3.
Yeah.
And it's a song on here he has with Jeremiah. It's called Naughty.
No, not Naughty. Not Naughty.
Yeah, I like that song.
How's it go?
I'm not gonna sing it. And then the second one, can I do my second one, or are you gonna go?
You do your second one.
The second one, I just had to put something, like, I had to choose something from this project, because I really like Ari Lennox.
Ah, everybody's been talking about that. Yeah, I haven't heard it.
Talking about it.
I have not heard it.
It's from her new project, Shea Butter Baby. It's called Up Late.
Is it good? Is, like, the whole thing good?
Yeah, I like it. People are, like, comparing it to, like, Control, but, I mean, I feel like that's a little reach. Yeah. However.
Control is, like, good from top to bottom.
Control was good from top to bottom. Shea Butter Baby is, like, a vibe, but it's
not. I don't like the title.
Shea Butter Baby. Let her be in her.
What does that even mean?
Girl, she likes Shea Butter.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, those are your two? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to do. For my vibe of the week, Triggered by Janae.
Girl, what? You can't relate?
I can't relate.
You can't?
No. It's just, it's cute. I like it.
That song.
You know what I think is funny? How she put that out and then the
and
next
then
day.
And then the next day posted him. But so.
Mood.
If you like that.
Oh.
She said, I'll fall off eventually. I'll move on eventually.
She said, don't know what I'm capable of. Might fuck around and go crazy on cut.
She Ooh. Said she might kill that man and then posted him the next day. Whoa. But that's all good because if this means that 2028 part two.
That was my favorite. I still listen to that.
2088, my bad.
I still listen to that. Like, to this day. What song? What the fuck was that?
Deja vu. Because I've been with you. I said, like, deja vu.
Yeah, that album was so good. Another song that I really like right now is, let me find it, Grateful by Mahalia.
Girl, Mahalia.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Mahalia Jackson.
Not Mahalia Jackson.
Is that lady's name?
That old lady?
The one was like Civil Rights or something?
Yeah, she was in Selma.
Yeah, is it Mahalia Jackson?
Yeah, it's she something. Was talking with Dr. Martin.
Yes, I thought that's what she was talking about.
But that's her name. Her name is Mahalia.
Yeah, like I know now. Name. But like at first I thought she was talking about Mahalia Jackson.
Girl, But it's, yeah, and that do sound like a gospel song. Grateful. But it's Grateful by Mahalia. It's really good.
It is like
she's like from the UK. Have you been looking at James Charles and Tati and all that?
No.
Oh my God.
I'm not into the white.
I am. I am.
But I see people are upset.
He lost like 3 million subscribers.
People are upset with Tati too because it's like.
The girl didn't make any. It didn't make any.
But it's like you were still friends with him when he was doing all this crazy mess. So like now that y'all not friends, you want to like air it out. So you just as wrong. But I mean, I never really like, you know, got into James Charles.
Me neither. So. I was never into him. But every like the internet, like people are like, ooh, let me see him. All right.
Oh, so. I hope I didn't like nothing. Oh my God.
Oh. Oh my God. All right. Well,
she looks different.
We will talk to y'all later. We'll see y'all.
Yes.
See y'all soon. We'll have our review. Episode. Our review of Fever. Next episode.
Yes, we have to.
We should do that. We should go like song by song.
Real hot dish.